You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more. This is Rooftop Farming with Ben Flanner, a weekly update on heritageradionetwork.org, live from the Brooklyn Grange.
All right, we are on the line with Ben Flanner, the founder of the Brooklyn Grange. Ben, I heard you've been working hard on a greenhouse all day.
It's true. We've been cranking away, pounding steel.
Pounding steel, for real? You're making a steel greenhouse?
Pounding steel, yeah, exactly. yeah, we've been working on that. So, we've been working on the greenhouse, and I was thinking talk a little bit about we could add sort of a urban, a little bit of policy, too, and talk about sort of the stages of getting a greenhouse built, including the filing and the design.
Yeah, well, why don't you walk us through it?
So yeah, we're up at the Navy Yard Farm, the new space that we started last year, and we have had a plan for a propagation 28 foot greenhouse that will be, we also call it a prop house, a propagation house, and so the steps were to first envision the greenhouse where it's going to be. The second step was to install footings. One of the challenges of being on a rooftop, obviously compared with ground level, is that the easiest means of anchoring the posts would be to drive them deep into the ground. However, we don't have that opportunity. But what we do have is a super beefy, strong concrete roof decking below us. So that was done by contractors, licensed roof workers, and drilled out little, just say 3x3 inch squares, and drilled through the roof membrane into the concrete deck and put in expanding super strong bolts and anchored these plates into the concrete deck and then repatched in the insulation and resealed and put these little footings. And they're basically a 2x2 square inch super steel square post that we can attach our hoops to. So once we had the footings in, then we sent them to the engineer and worked with Greg Garbos, our friend at Small Farm Tools out in St. Louis, and designed the greenhouse to fit with those footings that were there and maximize the area of usage that we could have. It's 14 feet across. So we decided to go with one walkway, and then we have about 60 inches of space that we can reach across to get across the benches where we'll be growing the plants before we hit the wall. So it's a good optimization of the space. And then from there, we had to file the greenhouse, which involves an architect's drawings that can be filed with the Department of Buildings and a sign-off by a structural engineer. And that was a good little math exercise. I got out some old equations on force and so forth because there's a certain number of pounds per square foot that had to be obtained in terms of the force that of wind that would be blowing along the side of the wall. So this is a very strong greenhouse between being over 100 feet tall on our building and being close to the water, etc. We had to adhere to some very stringent code, which I understand. We are in New York City. And we estimate that this greenhouse can hold up to a wind speed of 192 miles per hour. So it's no joke.
Wow.
So... and we have 14-gauge, 2x2 square steel that's reinforced with sleeves in it and lots of crossbars and so forth. So the greenhouse will be there for a very long time. And we're in the process of building it. We're assembling the hoops in the center area of the farm in the Navy Yard. We have a little flat space there, measuring twice, measuring thrice, cutting once. And we have saws and grinders and some grease to measure to attach these telescoping pieces. And we're slowly but surely putting up the frame. So it's a fun day at the farm right now.
Yeah, sounds like a busy day. Now, with regards to funding a project like this, does this just come out of, is this like a capital project that you can plan on a year out? And what kind of impact is this going to have on the farm's financial security?
Yeah, this is a capital infrastructure project, and actually back to when we started this farm a year ago in May, so about 10 months ago, we actually did raise the funds and have kept them in the bank that were allocated towards a project like this. We consider it a necessary infrastructure because we have to have a nice space to start our seeds every year for propagation. But then at the same time, we will be getting as much revenue out of it as possible throughout the course of the season. It's not a huge area, but there can definitely be some microgreens and certain specialty herbs and things like that grown in the winter. And, you know, as it works, we'll definitely be doing some math on expanding that area to have more of a winter growing area too, and other less expensive means like low tunnels and things like that.
Awesome. Great. Well, Ben, thanks for taking some time out of what sounds like a super busy day to give us the lowdown on putting the greenhouse up.
It is a busy day, but it's always a pleasure to talk. And next week, we'll talk a little bit more about plants. There's a lot going on that front, too.
Awesome. Well, tune in next week for more from Ben Flanner on the Brooklyn Grange. And if you want to learn more about the farm or find out about opportunities to volunteer, CSA pickups, and other ways to support the farm, definitely check them out, www.brooklyngrange.com. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we've got the farm report coming up next, so hang tight.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website, or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.